Just a 4'11 girl trying to face the world, but she doesn't really know what she's doing. She talks to lots of people just about their lives because Brittany really doesn't like to babble about herself. Brittany babbles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So this episode is going to be a little hectic. You know, last week I was out in the rain doing an episode, and this week I am going to be making my dinner because I have a rehearsal in an hour and a half. But today I am talking to my lovely roommate, Lindsay, and you have probably heard from her from probably the very beginning of this series, honestly, about bashing apartment living. Well, I brought Lindsay back on the episode to talk about college. So without further ado, Lindsay, what do you hate about college at this very moment? Or you, honestly, just give me an update on your life, because I never see you.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. While Brittany is cooking, I will also be doing my homework, because college sucks. My life is going pretty swell. Just had COVID, so playing catch up. The one thing I can say, good thing I can say about college is professors are very understanding when you have COVID, except when they don't reply to your emails, which is very interesting because I feel like since we're paying them, they should be able to reply at least within 2 days.
Okay, for real though. I mean, my professors are really not that bad this year. But I do work for the school newspaper, right? And you know, like, as a journalist, you have to, like, reach out and, like, reach out to your interviews, like, email them, ask them when they would like to set up. And I just don't understand, like, we are such in a digital, like, connectivity, like, world where you should constantly be checking your emails. Like, it's like, I don't understand why professors, and like, even in high school, like, teachers were so adamant, like, oh, you need to check your emails because you don't know if you'll miss something that I send you. Yet, it's not turned around on them having them answer and respond to their emails.
Exactly, like, everyone, except, like, if you're, like, 80 years old, has, like, a smartphone nowadays, like, you have Gmail, Yahoo, whatever, like, on your phone at all times, and it makes no sense. And, like, whenever, it's just so annoying because you're paying them, like, bucos of money, and they don't want to do their job. They're late to class, they're late for your meetings, whenever you have, like, meetings or whatever. And then, like, they take weeks to grade your exams or papers. And I'm like, but if I turn it in late, that's, like, an automatic 30-point deduction. College in general just sucks. And I think it sucks so much because of the professors. Which, don't get me wrong, Ole Miss has some really good professors. But they're just, they're either really understanding or not understanding at all. And it just sucks because I am trying to put in the work. I am putting in the work, and they are not putting in the work.
Yeah. Okay. So I genuinely do like a lot of my professors. Like, I don't have any qualms with any of my classes right now. But there is one, and she's a journalism professor of mine. And the class is, like, just basic newspaper writing, which is boring to me because I already literally have a job at a newspaper, so I already know how to write news. So it just seems like a little redundant, but I also understand, like, it is the principle of journalism. So, I mean, I'm like, ugh, I hate the class, but also just, she's so hard to read. I feel like I'm good at reading people, and I just cannot grasp this woman. I just don't understand how she lives her life. Like, I ask a question and she's so guarded. And then, like, I say a suggestion and she, like, slaps it down. But someone else does a suggestion and it's, like, the most mediocre thing. And she's like, wow, that's really riveting. I'm like, what did I do to you?
And, like, I'm a psychology major, so most of my professors are understanding if I'm having, like, mental health struggles or, like, just family problems that week. But it's, like, they don't, I guess it is not my job, but, like, they don't accurately give you resources whenever you are out sick. like, when I had COVID, like, I'm sure you did this, like, half my professors were just like, okay, get notes from someone. Like, nobody talks in my class. How am I supposed to just get notes for someone? Especially when you put in the syllabus, we can't have a group meet for the class. So it's like, come on. And that also brings me something else. I have, like, a 10 a.m. and a 9:30. So if I want to, like, get parking on campus, which is another major thing that sucks, it's like you have to get there at like 7:45. No, not even 7:45, like 7:15 in order to get a spot that's close, or else you're going to be walking 15 minutes to your class.
Oh, for sure. Like, I get to school at 7 a.m. every morning, which is ridiculous because my first class does not start until 11. And isn't that ridiculous? Yeah. Granted, that could just be like a me, like my mental health. But like, no, I hear so many students like complain like, oh yeah, I had to miss class because I couldn't find parking. Violet, who was like briefly in my last episode, she is the queen of parking tickets because she refuses to park in Lindsay and I both have commuter parking passes, which suck.
I barely even use mine because of parking.
I mean, I use mine every day. But like, also, like, why do we pay so much for parking?
Yes, like, that's another thing. Our parking passes this year as a commuter were $210. And I mean, it is only a one semester payment, but it's like, that's so much for me to rarely ever have parking. Like, whenever I went to my Tuesday class, I have to park at the Union and pay to park because I woke up too late to catch the bus. Which we do have buses, which I'm very thankful for because I am an avid user of said buses. But that is also another thing, because in order to catch it and get to your class on time, you have to be out there like at least an hour before your first class. And sometimes you're still late. So it's like, you would think the amount of money we pay Ole Miss to park, we would have at least more options to park. And then they have like certain restrictions on where you can and can't park. So it's just very annoying and very much a hassle.
What am I annoyed about pertaining to college?
Oh, I have something.
Go.
So Brittany and I are both in the College of Liberal Arts here. And one of the stipulations of being like in that college is you have to have a minor, because they apparently don't think we can do anything with our major. And it's just like kind of frustrating because half the time people barely have time to finish their major. And then we have to have a minor. So it's just like very annoying, which also brings me to, we're paying so much for college, as I keep mentioning. But then you also have to like 9 times out of 10 go to a graduate or professional school. So I just feel like college is such a ripoff. But I am an avid supporter of going to college and getting a degree. But don't you just think it's kind of dumb that we have to go to college and then go to like another school just to do something with said major or degree, I should say?
I would say yes for others. Granted, my major is journalism, so I don't necessarily need to get my master's in anything or get a doctorate by no means. But I think it is ridiculous, and I think that's why there has been a nationwide downturn of college enrollment, because each year it just gets more expensive and entry-level jobs are so much harder to get because you need a degree. So
yeah, and I guess it is kind of on the person, like when they choose their major. Like, I could have chosen anything to not have to go to a professional or graduate school. But it's like, you want to do something you love, which also, Ole Miss, I feel like, and a lot of colleges don't really give you the option to find things you love. Because once you spend, like, a year in one major, you switch. There are, like, each major has so many different stipulations that you automatically have to add a year. And it's like, half the things don't even transfer over from, like, a community college or just in general. So I just feel like college is very money hungry and doesn't have the student's interest in heart or in their mind.
Oh, for sure. I feel like especially you are almost expected to go into college knowing what you want to do. And
I mean, it's case by case basis because I've always known that I wanted to go into journalism, but I've never been able to like put my finger down on the exact, I guess, realm of journalism. But it's like for me, it's not even that I have to pick a specific like specialization.
Well, everyone, we have some new guests on Breaking Babbles today.
Yo, but then the fact that so there's this like parking pass, special parking pass to get a spot in the parking garage on campus that you can't really use on game days, which sucks because it's like or after 5 p.m. it's anybody's spot, regardless whether you have the pass or not. But it was $500, so like that should be my spot. Now I don't mind sharing it, but if someone happened to be in that spot when I needed it and I can't park anywhere else because my number's on that spot, that kind of sucks. I mean, and I pay for it.
It's kind of also in the worst spot of campus. Yeah, because it's so far away from everything, and to pay $500, you think you'd at least get like
the middle,
like a good
like
spot,
in a centerized spot on campus. Yeah,
like where like one of the dorms are at, they easily could have put the thing. Because it's like you have a class in like Coulter
all
on
the
Tuesdays,
way to Coulter,
and that's like a 15-minute walk every morning. So it's like
catch me skirt.
You pay so much money and you get a horrible spot.
The only thing it is close to is the football stadium, but like she said, like
then we can't use it.
Yeah,
so ridiculous.
Hold on, I had a note that I wanted to mention, but I don't
know. But talk about your professors, okay? We're trying to keep pick up, you know, get you guys caught up with what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So professors.
I have a particular professor.
No name.
In my opinion, like, is the best. I mean, for a very hard subject, I think they should, you know how to teach the subject and then, you know, help students when they're struggling. But if they don't do that, then they're not really doing what, you know, their job description states. So,
Kat is putting it lightly.
I just don't want to, you know.
I had this professor my freshman year, fall semester, and that man was the most unhelpful, narcissistic, condescending professor I have ever had. And I've had professors from community colleges, like, and Ole Miss. And the fact that my community college math professor was I'm not knocking community college, you know, they all go to the same thing. But the fact that they were more helpful and more beneficial, and I paid them less money, and Ole Miss's professor, I wish I could name him, but I'm not. The fact that I paid him double the amount I paid my...
Right, for less help. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And he just does not care. So Kat was putting it lightly. That man,
she's putting it awful. Very lightly. And he doesn't even follow through with like the partial credit stuff.
And policies, but, you know.
I don't think... we probably shouldn't talk about partial grading policies.
Yeah, I wasn't going
to... They're ridiculous, but that's besides the point.
I also do think it should be known that professors, like, actually don't know how to teach.
Yes.
Like, they got, they're specialized in that specific, like,
in that subject,
but they never, like, received, like, teaching.
Some you can tell, you know, we're meant to be teachers.
Yeah.
While others you cannot.
But, like Brittany said, they're not there to teach. But I do have this one professor. She's such a sweetheart, and, like, she is the most, like, professional and, like, best professor I've ever had and like can actually teach. I would say she's one of the best like teachers I've had from like middle school to now.
Alfredo sauce.
Oh.
I made it homemade.
Nice.
Let's see if it's good though. I think I need more milk. Could you grab me?
Like she's just such a good professor.
Yeah.
And if she could teach me, like if she taught every subject at Ole Miss,
yes,
I would take every single one of her classes.
What'd you put in?
Excuse me, classes.
I feel kind of bad because like I haven't really had, I've only had one like bad professor and it was online, so I can't really like blame them all the way. But in person this semester, I have like no problems with any of my, like any of my people, because they're all like, they all know what they're talking about and they always try to be helpful. But I've heard stories from pretty much everyone else I know. I guess I'm just lucky. Like,
yeah. And Owen and I have the same professor for a class. We both like, they're different subjects, but they're both philosophy, and he is just like, you can tell that he has a love for the subject, And I think when professors actually love their subject, you can see it in the way that they tell you. And the professor that Kat was talking about, I just feel like he hates his subject.
You can tell he's just stuck with that job. I mean, like, if that were me, I'd be kind of pissed too, hating my life teaching that subject to students just for them to not pass the dang class. But that's okay.
So sorry, guys. I'm still cooking my dinner.
He's like banging around.
You know what? Let's talk about the Ole Miss culture. So, for those of you who do not know, Ole Miss is very known for their tailgating, their Greek life, what else? That's about it.
Yep.
That
in the their party scene, yeah. So, for some people, you really can't fit in any of those categories. You know, none of us here in this household are a part of a sorority. And I'm not bashing sorority girls by no means. There's a lot of good ones. There's also a lot of bad ones. And, you know, I do date a guy in a frat. So I do see a lot of sorority girls, and for bad sorority guys too, because I'm not going to say that the guys in the frat don't fit a lot of the stereotypes that are out there. But there's also this culture where, you know, there's like the Lululemon, there's the gold juices, on cloud, and it's like it's fine. Like I came from St. Louis, where like I was already exposed with a lot of that, but it wasn't like everyone was wearing it. It was like, you know, like a few here and there, but a lot of people had their own, you know, style. And then I get here, and no one. Looked like me, or like looked like Lindsay, or looked like Kat. Like everyone looked the same.
Yeah, I think I came from a very, like I am from Mississippi, but I came from a very different culture, I guess. As y'all know, or may not know, Ole Miss is a PWI, it's like a predominantly white institution. And whenever I was going to high school, I was in like a predominantly black school. So like, I didn't have that kind of culture, I guess, like, you know, Ole Miss culture has. But coming from like a white-ish state, I did see a lot of girls dress how girls here at Ole Miss dress, which I'm not bashing them, like if that's their thing, then that's their thing. But it was very weird to come and see like everyone, like I don't want to say everyone, but like 85% of the Ole Miss population looking exactly the same. And I do feel like if you don't join a sorority or a fraternity, you kind of have to work extra hard to find your place. And I'm a sophomore now, and I'm still working to find my place. I thought I did by joining a campus ministry, which that is a whole other topic I guess we can talk about next. But then I left it. So now it's like continuing to find your place at Ole Miss whenever you don't really party, you don't really tailgate, or like if you're not in a sorority or anything, it's very hard. But I would say the culture here, when you have those friends, is kind of comforting. Like, I wouldn't choose another college, I don't think.
No, for sure. Like, the one good thing is, like, once you do find your group of friends, or you do find, like, people that, you know, like, they may not be your friend, but you are, like, acquaintances, like, the campus is built where, like, you always see them.
Yeah. Like, I see my friends, I feel like, more than I thought I would. Because Ole Miss is just so big, and I see people more than I guess I thought. But it is just like kind of a, I don't know how to word it, but like kind of sad whenever you feel out of place at a school, I guess, because you feel like you don't fit in because you don't look like everyone else. But it's also like you kind of have to join stuff, and I just don't join stuff anymore. But speaking of joining stuff, Brittany and I are both, we were both at one point in a campus ministry, or a part of one. I believe, wasn't yours a campus ministry?
Yes, I am still in a campus.
Yeah, Brittany's still in it, and I'm no longer in it. But I feel like we need to talk about campus ministry and the way that they, I don't want to say prey on students, but like offer a sense of stability and like offer a community, and then you join it. And it's kind of like, not what they're preaching about, you know? And I can't speak for Brittany's, but I just know mine was very toxic. And now looking back on it, I don't even know what I became. And of course, you know, their whole idea is to, you know, help students grow closer to God and Jesus while, you know, because they know people come to college and go to parties or whatever. But the way they did that was not helpful. Like, and I was pretty deep. I was not going to be a leader and everything, but they wanted me to put the ministry before school and education.
Oh, okay. Mine is different. So I came from St. Louis, right? And for those of you who do not know, like, St. Louis is predominantly Catholic. There's a Catholic church on like every corner. Like, I grew up in the Catholic church my whole entire life, and I never knew any other religion other than the Catholic religion. And coming down here where Catholicism is literally the minority, there's only one Catholic church, it was really hard for me to feel like I belonged. I do love Catholicism. The Catholic church here is, like, I'm still getting used to it because it is very different than the one that I have at home. And I like Catholic ministry because it gives me a sense of community, but it's not necessarily like those are my only friends ever.
No, and I think, like, yours does seem like very, like, pure and, like, actually practicing what they preach, I suppose, but I don't really know a lot about your campus ministry, so I can't speak for them. But mine, it was like, if any one of them listen to this, they're gonna know, pardon them, but I really don't care at this point. They preach diversity and acceptance and community. And at one point, those people were my only friends. Well, those people sounds rude. The people in the ministry were my only friends. And I just realized that they were not good. And the fact that, you know, they want you to put it before college is just something else. Which I do find a lot of people at Ole Miss put a lot of, like, sororities or clubs or football, basketball, whatever it is, above their schoolwork. And I feel like this goes back to Ole Miss culture. Most of the kids here do not care about their education. They just wanted to come here because it's an SEC school. They heard it has great parties, etc. They're not truly here for an education.
I mean, like, yeah, like, okay, there's like this thing. Okay, so we have, like, the journalism school, and then we have the IMC, which is Integrated Marketing and Communications. And, you know, a lot of my friends are IMC majors, so I'm not bashing them. But, like, there is, like, a term, another name for IMC, and it's called the MRS degree. And a lot of people, in which MRS, I'm meaning, like, you're really there for... not the career, but yeah, for
like
a marriage.
You're just getting a bachelor's degree, but you want to be like a stay-at-home mom. And not bashing stay-at-home moms. My mom's a stay-at-home mom. Love her to death. Love all stay-at-home moms. But they're just coming here just to pass time and say they have a degree.
And I feel like that is like a very common culture here that I don't think a lot of people realize. Especially like, okay, I feel like it's more so instilled in Southern women, definitely by like, oh, you need a man to like be the head of the household. And I'm not saying like it's just Southern, like I think it's ingrained in all women, but it's definitely still more prevalent in the Southern culture. So a lot of these girls who go to college they come from a more fortunate class. And so they don't necessarily need a college career, and they are fortunate enough that they have nice looks, so it's not that difficult for them to find a man.
And that is true, but in what you said about it being like Southern culture is correct, because I mean, Mississippi is right in the center, well, maybe not right in the center, but in the Bible Belt. And a lot of pastors down here, majority of people are Baptists, they preach about women being in the house, taking care of the kitchen. So people come to Ole Miss, and like you said, they do just want the MRS degree. And I just feel like they're taking, I don't want to say taking up space, because I do believe everyone deserves a bachelor's degree or whatever they want in life. But if you're not here to actually get a degree and actually take it serious, you're taking up someone else's scholarship money. Which scholarships are very hard to come by at Ole Miss if you're not low class. And I say that as a low class student. Like, I'm very fortunate for like my tuition to be almost completely covered, or completely covered sometimes. But like, if I wasn't here to actually get a degree, I wouldn't be taking up the space or the money for someone that wanted it, that truly wanted it, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like I don't really know much about all other Mississippi institutions, like for colleges, but I definitely feel like there, could you like go into more of the stigma between like if you went to Ole Miss or if you went to Mississippi State or if you went to Delta State, like what are kind of the stereotypes or stigmas behind all of the Mississippi universities?
I can't speak for much for them because I was never really like, I guess, interested in it growing up. But growing up, I would say my family, they were never hardcore, but we were Mississippi State fans. And in Mississippi, you have to be one or the other, because we're like, they're the top two SEC, I think the only two SEC schools in Mississippi. So you have to be one or the other, you can't be both. And so my church back home when I did go was like Mississippi State too. And so like whenever I started to go to Ole Miss, it was like, oh, you're one of those like, what do they call them? What do they call people? Yuppies, yippies, something like that. Like you're one of like those stuck up people because you're going to Ole Miss. So I feel like Ole Miss does get like this stuck up, like, oh, you think you're better than everyone else going to Ole Miss. But it's not very big in my life, but where you go really depends on how people view you, I guess. Like people do I believe, at least in the people I know, classify Ole Miss as like one of the better ones than Mississippi State or Delta or Alcorn or whatever. So I don't really know much about it, but I do know that Ole Miss is like, oh, you're one of like those like stuck up-ish people. But I mean, they're two different schools. Like Ole Miss is more science, not science, but like, I don't know how to explain it, but Mississippi State is more agriculture. So if you're doing stuff like that, you should go there. Like vet, I know vet's not agriculture, but engineering, they do have the better engineering program than Ole Miss and stuff like that. I'm just not very in tune with it, so. But there is a big culture around which one you go to. Some families, like some students, their dad won't pay for or their mom won't pay for their tuition if they go to the school that they don't like.
Really?
Yeah. Like, someone at my church wanted to go to Ole Miss or something, I think. Or someone I know, maybe not from my church. And their dad was a Mississippi State fan, and they were like, I'm not gonna pay for your tuition if you go there. Like, it's a big thing.
Interesting.
My parents just don't care. They're like, you're going to college.
Yeah, I really didn't want to go to any other college, so.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to Ole Miss my junior year of high school, but.
Okay, so let's just transition. This episode has been crazy, but honestly, you should, I'm going to take a picture of this pasta that I made and then post it on the Brittany Babbles Instagram. If you're not following it, you definitely should. So you could see what I made during this episode. Oh no, actually, well, I'll just give you, I made pasta for this episode, but you're going to have to check the Insta if you want to see what kind of pasta I made. But, I think this episode has been a little sporadic. I think we need to tune it in at the end and I guess end in a positive light. So what do you like about college?
Nothing. Just kidding. I know I talk a lot about professors, but I do genuinely love most of the psychology professors I've gotten. I can't really speak for any other, I guess, subject. I guess that's what you would call it, because I haven't really taken many other ones. I do enjoy the community, I would say, even though the culture can be very toxic at times. once you find your people, those are your people, and you're usually with them all the time, and it's amazing. I feel like I've gotten a lot of experience here. The advisors here really, well, my advisor, can't speak for anyone else's, is really amazing. He offers me a lot of help. There's like ways to, like, they always have something going on, whether it's like free yoga, like I saw for like next week, or like something in the union, or just anything at all. Like, there's always something you can go and do at Ole Miss. And yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's comforting. I just like it here. I like it here more than I hate it here, I would say.
I would say, like, I've received a lot of opportunities at Ole Miss that I don't think I would have received anywhere else, really, journalistic-wise. And I think I'm still trying to find more of my people, but for the most part, I've met some really great people that I wouldn't, like, trade for the world. And I've just been more exposed to different types of cultures and different ways of life than I, you know, experienced back at home, because I was so used to just being in St. Louis and being exposed to St. Louis people, but, like, you know, forcing myself to go to a new area, to go to a whole different culture, I do really appreciate it. And I think college is fun. I don't get to enjoy it as much as I would like to, because I do work and in school, and that's really about it. But it is fun, and I wouldn't trade these years for anything else. I mean, it's like truly your years to experiment and to find yourself and to find what you like and to find what you don't like and to find, oh my gosh, maybe I really do like doing this one thing, and I didn't think I was gonna do that before. But for the most part, college is not bad. If you listen to my first season, that was the whole ending goal. But I hope that you enjoyed this sporadic episode. Lindsay, would you like to say any closing remarks?
I definitely recommend college if you believe it's for you. If it's not for you, that's okay. If you don't think a university is for you, definitely recommend going to a community college first. Or just something. I definitely recommend continuing your education. I believe it's very beneficial in the long run, but you do what's best for you. And I mean, if you want to come to Ole Miss, I say come to Ole Miss. Don't let it scare you. It's pretty amazing at times. Every college has its downsides, but hotty totty.
Okay. Thank you for listening to this episode, everyone. Check the Insta, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye.